Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, the show that brings you thoughtful perspective through the lens of Christ. Whether you're on the go, hitting the gym, or simply relaxing with your favorite beverage, Triumphant Victorious Reminders will empower you to live in Christ with heavenly wit. Teresa Ann reminds us that true perspective isn't just about being positioned correctly, it's about being positioned in Christ, who is the ultimate perspective. So tune in and let your friends know to join us as we journey towards seeing mission fields in the midst of battlefields. This is Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann, and we're excited to have you with us.
Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. I'm so glad that you are joining me on today's video. I'm just wanting to share a really profound truth today that I needed to be reminded of. And there are two things I want to make mention. The first one, the first triumphant victorious reminder of our Jesus today is this. When he says to love your enemies, if you're anything like I am, I'm thinking, Lord, I know you did not call me to be a doormat. And the more and more I get this revelation of Jesus, I'm realizing, like I wrote back a few years ago in the book Heavenly Wit, seeing mission fields in the midst of battlefields, I started to recognize that a doormat does one of two things. They do nothing at all, and they hide it under the rug, they act like they didn't hear it, or maybe they talk about it later after the situation has happened, but nothing changes. Or the second one is another way of being a doormat, and that is reacting to those who've insulted us, those that have hurt us, those that have cursed us. We react, we freak out, or we get back at them. Those are two ways of being a doormat. But doing it God's way is never a doormat. Guess what it actually is? This is what I got a visual of. It was a welcome mat that turned into red carpet. And that welcome mat allowed the King of Glory to enter in and do what only he can do. And that is transform lives. Our lives in the midst of the insults, our lives in the midst of those who have tried to hurt us and tried to offend us, and maybe even didn't even try. But, you know, that selfish, self-centered part of us tries to awaken and tries to resurrect. And instead, when we say, Lord, I'm going to just follow you, and when we do it his way, we no longer become a doormat, but we become a welcome mat and a red carpet that is rolled out for the King of Glory again to enter in and do what only he can do. And what does a welcome mat look like? Well, here it is. Love your enemies. How? In Luke 6, Matthew 5, Proverbs 25, Romans 12, 9 through 21, Micah 6, 8, they all show us what it looks like. And to love your enemies isn't a frivolous statement, an action of these three things. Do good to those who hurt you. Do good to them. For instance, Proverbs 25, 21 through 22 says, if your enemy is hungry and thirsty, give them something to eat and drink, for it will be like hot burning coals upon their head. And if you think about it, the fire of God is what is allowed to come upon them when we do it his way. So do good to them. Bless those that curse you. Don't let the curses curse you. You have the power in Christ to not receive a curse. Now, if you receive a curse, guess what will happen? All havoc will break loose on your life because you're actually having faith that that curse has come upon you. But this is the beautiful thing about Christ, is he curses the curse. Now, here's the other part of loving your enemies, is we pray for those who hurt us. pray for those who hurt us. We don't pray against them. We don't pray a curse over them. We don't pray. We pray, God, you have so loved me. And Father, I ask you that they would know your love over their life. See, the groanings of this world are simply the insults being hurled at us. The wickedness that surrounds us, those are the groanings for the sons and daughters to rise up and shine and reveal the Father to those who have been abandoned, who have felt abandoned, who felt rejection, who have lost hope in so many different ways. And so we can no longer see the insults and rejection and hurt from other people as an opportunity to get offended. But this is where the adventure in Christ begins. And that's when we get to see and witness the holy love of God transcend through us. And we get to behold and witness what he's doing in us as we extend it to them. So watch what happens. Instead of us praying that they are out of our lives, we say, Lord, what's in me that needs to be more like you? Because whatever is causing this anger to stir against them, that means I still have something in common with the enemy, and it's self-centeredness in some way. And I know that's hard to hear because we live in a world where it says, know your voice, know your inner voice, be for you, be the best friend you ever had. But let me tell you this, when you do it God's way, there's something that takes place that is beyond being for yourself. When you know and begin to know who Christ is, there's a revelation that pours over us and into us and through us that we're like, God, I am so fulfilled in you. And I don't need these outside things to tell me who I am or who I'm not. This is when the love of God is seen. This is when the love of God is so powerful. It is a weapon, but not weapon wielded in a way that the world wields it. See, the kingdom of God does not war, but it's warred against. But here's how the kingdom of God wars. It's through the love of God. It's through God's love, because God's love is not a doormat. God's love does not react to the sinner. God's love actually doesn't even keep record of what the sinner has done. Yes, in the Old Testament, and even, you know, we got to know the character of God in every realm, that he is slow to anger, which means he does get angry, but he's slow to it. That even in his anger, he is motivated by his love. And I don't know if I'm conveying that the way that I theologically need to, but I want you to know that I know this pure love of Jesus, that when I'm getting mad at someone else for what they're doing to me, God just begins to transform my heart to this place of now I'm no longer being hurt by them. I'm beginning to hurt for them. That's what the love of God does. And let me tell you, that is not a doormat. I believe that is a welcome mat, and that is a red carpet to allow the King of Glory to enter in into our situations and let people see our love that is not our own, but the love that we freely receive from God, we freely give to others, or else it would be embezzlement. That we would take something that is not ours and receive it as our own. But then when someone else needs what we have, we say, oh, if that's not for you, you don't get that. No. Oof. I do not want to commit kingdom embezzlement. So that is the difference between a doormat and a welcome mat that turns into a red carpet. I pray that you are so blessed by this today and that you know the love of God from 1 Corinthians 13 does something so incredible that you never have to convince someone or convert someone. It's Jesus that does all of it by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God. Oh, if we only knew the Spirit of the living God that lives within us, that is so powerful. Oh my gosh. Think about this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So if the Holy Spirit lives within us, we should be walking in freedom to where our freedom in Him causes the shackles on other people's lives to fall off. Not because of us, but because of Jesus who has set us free. His freedom of who He is setting them free. And they become a testament. They become a gospel message of the love of God. That's what we get to be a part of on this triumphant, victorious reminder. Remember, with this show is all about Heavenly Witch seeing mission fields in the midst of the battlefields.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. We hope that you were empowered and encouraged by the insights and perspectives shared on this program. Remember, living in Christ transforms us into His likeness and enables us to live an abundant life with Heavenly Wit. With Teresa Ann, we have learned to see mission fields in the midst of battlefields. Be sure to tune in next Saturday morning at 11:30 for another edition of Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. Until then, keep seeking Christ, who is the true perspective, and may His blessings be upon you always.